This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Employees hoping to get health coverage by next January under the Affordable Care Law will have to wait, but the companies themselves are expressing relief that the Obama administration has put off until 2015 the requirement that firms with 50 or more employees pay for a health plan. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
We've heard concerns about the complexity of the employer mandate, notes a blog entry from the administration's Treasury Department. Thus, the delay, to the glee of business lobbyists hammering it. The effect?
This definitely delays the pain for a lot of employers.
Georgetown's Sabrina Corlett studies health insurance reforms. Employers now have more time to make tough decisions. They could make plans to cover more workers come 2015, or they could try to wriggle out of the mandate by laying off workers or hiring fewer full-time workers. For employees, though, their lives should change soon. In half a year, they can go to the new exchanges for insurance.
Even if an employer decides not to offer coverage, the employees will be eligible to go into these exchanges, and they'll be eligible, if they're low or moderate income, they'll be eligible for premium tax credits to help pay for that coverage.
Many companies today wake up to no change. Almost all large employers choose to offer insurance, as do 6 in 10 small businesses. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.